Fine. First, we'll start with a quick summary of the sugya, make sure everyone is all on the same page, and then we'll say Chavos, Lysis, and Chedushin, maybe. Okay, so Pasha is we had a sug machlokes in the Gemara, two machlokes in the Gemara. L'chayr Pasha, they have two completely separate machlokes, although they may be totally zebizet. Is the machlokes of Vestus or Deraisa, or Vestus or Drabonon, meaning, over Vestus beloy Bodka, do we assume that she's Tomei? Rashi says Safik Tomei, Tosis says Vade Tomei. That may be very important, but we'll get back to that. That was the Shaila of Vestas. That Lamaisa seems to be Nifsak by basically everybody, that it's Vestas Drabon. Fine. That was the Chari, the simple part, except that I glossed over the not so simple part. Then we get the next Shaila was Prisha Deraisa, Prisha Drabonim. And Rishain and Mur and the Prisha's Drabonim. And Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Prisha's Drabonim. And Lachari Shachin has passing preaches Drabonim, but the Nedi Biyudim, the Chassam Sofer, say that, wait, not so Pashat. Could be the preaches Deraisa, why? And we saw all the different ones. In Pashas, they learned that the Cheskis Urub is Manet Bo, is a Chazoka Gemura. I mean, the Lashon of the Nedi Biyudu of the Aruch was that it's Kimo, it's a Chazoka Deraisa, Kimo, Kol Cheskis Gimel Pa'amim Shemitara, something like that. Reveila, the Nedi Biyudu seems to be saying that it's a Vade Chazaka. She's Vade, we never on that Vade the Urub is Mane should come. Nor Vos is Kinegadet, the Nedi Biyudu of some cipher lure and the Chachmas Odom learn that Kinegadet you have the Chazkas Tayyar. And the Chavaz Das and the Chashulchan learn that Kinegadet you have the fact that she wasn't married. So then, once it's all about Kinegadet, we don't really say Vestas Drabot and Lamaisa because Kinegadet this. Chazkas Urch Bezmane, but we have something else that contradicts it. So, Mamelo, that's why Ovar Veloy Bodka is Tahir Lamaisa. But when it's Bezmane Vesis, when it's talking about Prisha, so now we're Chayshish, that she is going to see, we're not just Chayshish she's going to see, but we never only assume that she will see, because she has a Chazok of Urch Bezmane, but. And the main law, the Nagy Yudah seems to understand this is they seem to be saying it's an issue, the Nagy Yudah seems to say it's an issue of their eyes. Some Saifa says it's an issue of their eyes. And the main law, they basically are arguing on Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud, who says the Yetzel and Darach is Pekin to Sishtim and Tashrish. Okay? It's always a little risky to argue on Shulchan Aruch, but that's what it seems. So it seems they never wanted to say it's a Chazok and their eyes. Interesting that the Chochmas Odom, who learns that it's a Chazok, the Urub, Bezmane Bo Zechazaka, still paskins like Shulchan Aruch. The Yetzel Derech is Pekin to Sishtim B'Tashrish, as does the Chavaz Das. And I forgot to check on Maisa, but the Aruch, what is the Aruch of Shulchan Paskin on Maisa? Did anyone notice? By Yetzel Derech? I didn't notice either. Okay, I don't know how the Aruch of Shulchan Paskin on Maisa and Yetzel Derech. Like Shulchan Aruch, I also think it does. But I didn't see it in the start this time. I mean, so even though they all learned that Erev was Mame Bo a Chazok a Gemura, and I need something to come against it to tell me that Vestas Drabonon, whether it's the Hargosh or it's the Chazkas Tayyar, but somehow a number of those who learned this Mahalach still manage to agree with Shulchan Aruch. So they seem to be learning that Noch Alt, the Prisha is also Drabonon.
Well, Shulchan also explains why Mame Bo Drabonon also. He doesn't go with that.
It could be just Shas Vestas is the right.
And as did the Chochmas Odom, but that's coming to explain Vestas. That's coming to explain even like the Mandam of Vestas Rabon. We're saying that the Shas Vestas is Deraisa.
The Chochmas explains the whole
picture
of Rabon. He said
didn't
the whole
Deraisa
be all
the
picture
of Rabon. Okay.
Yeah, the
Mandam
of that.
Fine, Fine, there's a number of problems here. Luchari, if you will like the native view, there's a number of problems. Number one is, Luchari, what's the rabbi at least said that the reason we're mad, who's the Makar, I don't know who's mad to Shar Dvarim, he says that only Tashrish is also Kishas Vesis. His reason was because Krisha Durabonim, so therefore it's different than a regular Erev, it's different than a Nida Mamish, because it's only Durabonim. So is the native view going to argue with that? Well, the native view that asks for Shar Krevis. Well, you argue on that dinner, Shulchan Aruch will see it's Zif Beis. If he learns Prisha Deraisa, at least according to the Svar of the Ravid, who's not agreeing with La Halacha, in the Indian Prisha, But is he going to make now a chiluk and say that no, but it's going to be more kala in this? Now a chayich he would, because gufa the rai, the svar of the rai was that if it would be deraisa, so then she'd be an erva deraisa. And erva deraisa, we know that all hachakas are awesome, that all negi is awesome. But the Nevi is not saying that it's mamash an erva deraisa. He's not saying that it's a chafzah shel isra. He's learning that the chazaka tells me that I have a chi of deraisa v'choshe she's going to see. At the moment, let's say, according to the Nevi Yehuda, let's say someone was omer v'shimash b'shas nesis. So he's even an isra deraisa. But Lamaisa, she's not Paris either. He got away, she didn't see that. So now, what does he need tshuva on? He doesn't need tshuva on Meshamesh Ma'erva L'Chayv. According to the Nevi Yehuda, the Issa V'Nazar doesn't create a new Erva. It's not that we say, we have Imai and Achaisai and Nida and Ishtei B'Shas Vassas. According to the Nevi Yehuda L'Chayv, we didn't create a new Erva. The Raivat Havamina that he's coming on, his B'Medai from L'Chayv is saying, was nemming on the if V'Nazar would be there, Issa will be a new Erva. The Nevi is not learning it's a new Issa. He is learning it's a gilui, for whatever reason I need this gilui, that I have a regular chazoka deraisa here. I have a chazoka to Nemon she's going to see. The same way that I don't need a new iser. Anytime you have a chazoka, if something's, to eat a bug is an iser deraisa. To eat a vegetable that's muchzik for kailoyim, I don't need new iser. An iser on eating broccoli. You can't eat broccoli because Pesach Svar tells me you're going to be eating bugs if you eat broccoli. So the way maybe he was learning Vinozo is not a separate Isser by itself. Exactly. It's a Gilui after Vizartan. Vizartan is a Gilui that this lady is Bechaz because she will become a Nida when you're in the middle of fashion. So it's only a Gilui on Isser Nida. If she was Pyrus Nida, so now he's a Poshea over on Isser Boyos on Nida. If she wasn't Pyrus Nida, so L'chayr, it's going to be like the Gemara says, it'll be like a Neskav level Chazir, but also be Yodim also Tleh, that he needs Kapara, but he wasn't over on the Israel Chilus Chazir, here also, he wasn't over on Baal Sanidim. He was over with the Torah says, you're not allowed to put yourself in such a matzav. Someone is Shtei Chatichos Lefana, one of Chelev and one of Shuman.
Is it Pritzgen?
It's also, it's more than a Pritzgen, it's an Isser Derik.
But it's Yadjur, right?
I think the Shomeshiv maybe says. He says that even the Rambam who holds that Sofik Dereis Elahachm is only Durabonim, but when the Shtei Chatichas Lefonim, and that means in the Fufurus and the Gemara in Krisus, is when you Shtei Chatichas Lefonim, Chelev and Shuman, then even the Rambam's might be to Nisr Dereis, because you can't be Chayiv in the Oshun Togli for being over on Nisr Durabonim. The Oshun says, because you are Oyim, the Torah answers you, when you Shtei Chatichas, this is after the Father, the Torah answers you. The Kuleyam, even like the Rambam, midin sofik deraisa lahatma when it says chazak yisur. But it's not a new iser. So I would say it could be then that would explain why. That would explain if that kasha would be kasha nedi b'yisur. My iser, she's not an erva. I don't. There's no iser of sharkreves.
The Chassam Sofer answered that question two different ways. But as far as what you just said, I don't understand why they would answer the Nevi, because if I'm concerned that she might become the DNA second, that's the Yisur, that's the core of the Yisur of Samach Levesta,
right?
Then the Chayyim should be able to also be also, because maybe I'll end up in Ashik and
push me out. Tashrish, once he's already inside, then he can't be yotz. There's the chayis. Now you've got a bigger problem. So the issue can be massive me out. One teretz, the other teretz is that the chim of tashrish is more likely to go in the dam to come, whereas chim of manishik
benach chayis. Right. Those are two roots of chasen sofer. Those two roots don't serve for this problem.
But again,
it's chazaka. It's a shadir, right? It's tanis rechodesh. I'll tell you that solves this problem. Since if I'm concerned, if it's an issue in the Torah, because
if it might be an issue of Atzmah,
these
truths wouldn't help. If she's already an Erevah, then neither of these truths would help
anything. I say these work together with
the Fata.
You've been asking, though, according to Reb Chaim, that you would say that Shar Dvarim are also a problem? It's like being Mechel Chavois Isser on the whole time.
What's the Chalais Isser? It's an Isser, it's a
Nayef. You have to be Pirish.
Oh, that didn't have to be prayer, but why? We didn't suffer deris lahachma, or we didn't a nair erva.
Not even because of a chashash. Not because of a chashash that will come. because of not because the Torah was special just going to come, because the Torah was mechayev prishon the time that it's mesukal for
this. It's prishon.
So sharet varim would also be a problem.
But it's not a new erev. It's not a new erev. According to Chaim, we didn't create a new erev.
Where do you see in the Ravid that it's a new erev?
Because the Ravid saying heyoyis, it's only drabbanan muzlich zayin shar krevus emor. Mashma that if it would be deraisa, then shar krevus would be also. Why? Why is the Ravid assuming that if it were nisa deraisa, then shar krevus? That's what the Ravid is basically saying. Heyoyis, I hope it's preaches drabbanan. Therefore,
we're going to come to the
Tashmish.
They need it.
So,
Chibud Vinisha, but if she's also Chibud Vinisha, isn't that Esulay Sikri? It's not just her, it's not just Shema Yom and Lava Hila, it's Esulay Sikri.
So, Chibud
Vinisha
says
Shulchan doesn't pass like Yom Ban. I don't have to drive it, but I don't have to drive it past.
The way the Rashba brings the term spice.
So there's no reason to be on the Rashba. Not massive on the Rashba.
The Rashba says in the Tzavah that Shachar would still be also called Krishna Jereso. He says it's Kenidah. Her status is Kenidah.
Meaning what?
She's not like a new Arab. In the Kreshish, that she has.
Is it the Kreshish that she will be an Arab, or she should be a Chafetz of Israel like Kenidah is a Chafetz of Israel? Her, the Rav is saying she's a chafta of Israel like a neighbor. Not Wachosha, she will become a neighbor in the number. She is now a chafta of Israel, just like a neighbor is a chafta of Israel. Like that, the question of the Rav is more like I
said. Maybe
we're
mafsik for a neighbor. I mean, that's what he means, we're mafsik for a neighbor.
Fine, so that's one thing. So Luchar, we don't find it in the Nidah, we use a Sifdal, but that is Luchar, and Luchopach is not Mufa. That's not a kasha. Then we have Sif Dalet. The show of Marsham, Ubavornis. Sif Dalet, Shulchan Aruch tells me a new din. We'll get to this Mane, but we'll just speak it out briefly now. It says if a lady sees, right, if she sees the Aruch Netzachama time, she woke up in the morning and she saw, and she doesn't know if the Re'iyah started a couple minutes before Netz or a couple minutes after Netz. Hanetz for those who are not vindictive, but it's okay. The Hay is part of the Sharish. So what it is, this passage, the Ravid says, this passage in Shulchan Aruch, that she's only chayshish for her passes from the yoyim and not from the lila. Why? So the Ravid gives a simple reason, but what she tosses is very easy to understand, because Safak Drabon and Lahaka. The yoyim she ba'day saw, but not by night, we don't know if she saw. We'll see that why with the Safak, but okay. But that's how the Ravid explains. But the Safak Drabon and Lahaka. By night it's a Safak if she'd started seeing it. Now, that's good to write in Lashitah said, it preaches to Rabbanah. But according to...
Why is not
subject to Rabbanah? Shivada is a good point. But this is always only go by the Haskalah's Re'ir. On the Tzad, the Haskalah's Re'ir is by night, so then you should also, you should matter both of them in Safik, or you should say, since it's two Sfekas, they're saying, well, yeah, when we do Sifdal, we'll do that. They talk, the Mishanah already talked about that. They talk about that in Sifdal. Behold, the reason the Ravid brings, and there's no other reason for it, is out Safik Drabon Lahaka, to be Matter Yah. The reason we're Matter Laila, I mean, the reason we're Matter Laila is because Safik Drabon Lahaka. So, Ramayla, the next month, the next Aleph L'chaydish, we don't ask for the Laila because it's only a Safik Drabon. So, that's good. The Ravid L'shitasai, and Shulchan Aruch L'shitasai, who passing Yetzel Adav's Mutter, and they passing the Nazir is only Drabon on. But what's the Negev Yudah going to do? And the Chassam Saifa, they passing the Precious. Dariyaiso, L'chayr, they should ask the Laila also, and to the best of my knowledge, Loi Matsinu, anyone who is going to be Chayr. You don't find that you do some say for Chayr, can sit down.
The thing is, we said that always, usually, the verses come during the day.
Mm-hmm. The shame of the lady says that's Mitzis Bizman Hazel. That wasn't the sort of Mitzis Bizman Chazal, Bizman Shulchan Aruch, 100 years ago, I don't know.
If we're talking about that she had a message to her going back, and now she's Masukah.
Well, she never messes completely.
The notice of Yehudah holds in, you're only talking about a case of Masukah.
Let's say she saw three times she's Masukah, if she saw before, after, next, whatever.
So that's how people look at Zokah. He's having three separate circuits. Maybe one was one way and two was the other way. I'm saying the whole case doesn't exist at the point of Yehudah. Chazaka assumes that she knows what happened.
However, the rabbi explains the case, and then he really will explain the case. The rabbi starts also with us to have issue there. Some of us do. The lashon is regila. It's not talking about vessus shechai kavu l'chai. It's talking about vessus kavu. Shulchan doesn't, for a while, doesn't talk about any kavu. Now I'll talk about vessus kavu.
If you want to get out of it, you could get out of it as if you look backwards, you're already a month later, right? So you want to know, so what you're asking is the only question for the day, not for the night.
Right.
If you look backwards, did she see on that night? So we could be patient. The kula that like Shema Meis Ocheshinon.
I wonder right now this month on Aleph, do I have to be chayshed by night or only by day? So the rabbi saying night of Aleph, the night of the this month Aleph, of Aleph Sivan is going to be mutter because it's only a suffik derabon. The current Navy Middle, Leil Aleph Sivan is a suffik deraisa.
The
suffik
is, did she see them?
Yes,
in
the first past in the past. Once I pass
them,
similar to
Vessus
drop one of the reasons
because it's Vessus. There's not much on it, explains. I'm going to wait a minute for the Torah, what Marshan's truth is. Another problem, I think, is with the show of the show of the show of the show of the show himself.
How do we know that according to them it's not, we're not
Chayshish
for both?
You want to say maybe Nebuchadnezzar is a Shulchan Aruch of Talit?
Could be.
When it's seen, there should be a dog in the Rovah who says the Shikasi, that we don't pass it this way. I don't know if a dog in the Rovah wants to tell, but maybe.
How could it be?
So we have to figure out what the Metzius of the case was. We have to figure it out. But it's talking about a case where there's a Vessus Kavur, and on a Vessus Kavur that's a Sophic, if it comes out of the Yom of the Lion, on that the Rai was being mapped, and Mishum Vessus Rovah, Mishum Prishad Rovah. Whatever the case is exactly.
Can be Kavur
Lamed? It's not the same. The Lashon is Regila. And Shulchan Aruch hasn't started talking about Inner Kavur until Sif, when we start talking about and the whole Kuchdal talks about the rest of the Inner Kavur. No, really, the whole Sif Kuchdal doesn't mention the rest of the Inner Kavur.
Why? It tests.
Derech Agav. Yeah. Not really. So it was in that Yom Shloshim is like, Yom Shloshim is like Vessus Kavur.
It was a
Kavur,
so it's fine.
Yom Shloshim
is like a
Vessus
Kavur, so here we have a case.
Yeah, but it's not what the Rebbe was talking about, Dafkin. It's Sheinei Kavur. It's talking about Shloshim of Vessus Sheinei Kavur, even everywhere else, Tamu were talking about Vessus Kavur. Not the stab, but to make such an attempt in the early days of the Shulchan. The endless is, let's see.
The next
one, yeah, I guess it's both really Yom Ha'ir to Thursday, is that the Shalomish is the Shari Yosh is Bam is Bavonim and the Native Yehuda, that according to the Native Yehuda, if by Vestas, forget by Prish even, but if we're saying that the Cheskes Erech B'Zmanei Bo is a Chazoka Gemur Deraisa, no, that Kineged that I have a Cheskes Tyra, so what happens when I have two Stekas, when I have two Chazoka Gemurahs that hit each other? Why should the Cheskes Tyra be stronger than the Cheskes Erech B'Zmanei Bo? It should create a Sofer. So even by the Shiloh of Vestas, Other Zmanei V'loi Bodka could be a Sofik Deraisa. If the Rebbe is learning that the Oruch B'Zmanei Bo is a Vadai. But the emes is, now, the emes is that it's not Mucha. Because as we mentioned before, there's a Machlekes Rashi in Tosis, if Vestas Deraisa means Sofik Deraisa or Vadai Deraisa. And from those who learn a similar mahalach to the native Yudin, we have a cheskas oyuch b'zmanei bo, and kineged that we have either a cheskas tyra or we have a loyer gisha. The chesam soifer in kufman beis is pretty mafurish that oyuch b'zmanei bo is not a chazaka gemur. It's a chazaka asu mishtanis, it's a shvacha chazaka. the Chavis Das in the end of Kuf Pei Gimel is clear. That he learns that the Cheskes Erech B'Zmanei Bo is not a Chazok of Gemurim. It's not a Cheskes Vadai. And that was really what the Shei Leishiv was Matmi on the Neid, was Tamu on the Neid of Yehuda. How did he forget Rashi? Neid of Yehuda seems to be known only with Taisis, but he forgot Rashi. Shalom Eishiv. Neid of Yehuda forgot Rashi. And even though...
Was it Shalom
Eishiv? Shalom Eishiv is... Madura Kama Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Dalet.
Madura Kama Chelik Aleph Kuf Nun Dalet?
Kuf Nun Dalet.
Thank you.
And even though there are a number of Rishayim who are L'chara Mashma like Rashi, or Mashma like Taisis, because they all bring the Diuk of Rabbi Yechid, one of the Rayas that Vestas Drabbanon is because we say Allah is like Rabbi Yechid. Rabbi Yechon was not from Sof Sex Seiko, this is the way Taisis understood it. Other Rishayim bring that. That Sofik, if she saw an intent to learn, or she saw Sofik, she was already tired. So that's only the idea. If it was on the B'nai's Mashma, that Liyatsur Vestas Dereis, there wouldn't be a Sex Seiko. Said it, but that, and then there's a number of Rishayim who quote that. But, Mitzad Sheni is, as we see now, that there's a lot of Achrenim who seem to pass them, a lot of Achrenim at least seem to pass them like Rashi. And of those, from those who learned a similar malach, who lumped us to the Neid of Yehuda, and some sort of writer says he's the Neid of Yehuda, and he clearly learns that Arach B'Zmanei Bo is not a Cheskes Vada. He clearly learns not like Tesis. The Arach, the...
Can he deepen Arach HaShulchan also?
But the Chafnes Adam L'Chair also is learning it's not a Vada. And the emes is, well, that was the Aruch and the Marsham. That is both of their truths. Sif Dalet, the Marsham says you're right. He says it's not. He says even Midas and Negev Yehuda, but the Negev Yehuda will learn that it's a Sofer. Even the man the Omer preached the Reis and Vestas the Reis, but the Sofer is only the Reis is a Sofer the Reis. So the name is once you've not a Sofer, it's a Sex Fake, and not a Sofer Drabonim, but not a Sex Fake. It's Sex Fake under the Reis. And the Shalom Eishiv also had a similar. He basically said that maybe they forgot Rashi. And the emes is that it's, there's a cheskes erech b'zmanei bo, it's a chazak and gemur dereisa to create a sofik. And the middle of that would answer the Shayosh's kashya in the Neid of Yehuda that since it's only a sofik, it's a cheskes sofik, it's enough to be matzik or besofik, but connected that the cheskes tyra, and the cheskes tyra will win against the sofik, against the cheskes sofik. So Ramele comes out that even according to the Machmirim here, the Neid of Yehuda, Udi'ime were Machmir here on Yitzel Adarach, but they're still not learning that a Vesis Kavu is a Vade Deres. It's only a Sofik Deres. And connected then you have the Bismedesh of Achrayim who pass them like Shulchan Aruch and pass them that it's Drabon. And you have even, and most Achrayim I think, maybe you have some type of grace, connected you have not been passing like Shulchan Aruch. Who was the Russian? One of the either Shem Meshach Marsham said that anyone, it's a little dangerous to go against Shulchan Aruch. It was Russian. Anyway, but
there should be
enough community
for
Shai Krivas
also.
Oh, so Shai Krivas we said already could be the Neid of Yehuda would be Midas Mot. So that's not really such a great enough community. But it would be enough committed by, and the Siddalad, the Chayim no one argues in Dinah on Shulchan Aruch. The question is why. It'll come in afternoon though when you start making others say, you come up with Shaiwaz Lamaisa, on the tzad that we're chayshish for that, some say from the Neid of Yehuda, can you make sayings? And you start saying sex fakers. So I tell you, even though some say from the Neid of Yehuda, Chayim would be minded that you could make sex fakers.
Since a lot of places
won't arise, so Enoch
the
Lilo, Sintan. The Maestro Sefer is Mekul, though, by other things. Okay, we'll see. Okay, but those. You're familiar with that name, Barbara. It's a rule. He says before. Right. So, yeah, he passes on those. It's a rule of Maestro. But it's not when you're a mother, too.
Was it the Marshama that you said the problem either is Sefer Sefer or Zedek?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So they were fun, so we'll have to see Medina as we continue going weiter, but and Lucharu, whatever we're saying by Vesis Kavu, this is all by Vesis Kavu, which isn't Sunegeas Lamaisa. But ours, by Vesa She'inei Kavu, is obviously at least one step lower than that, and we'll have to see what we take on by Vesa She'inei Kavu. Vesa She'inei Kavu is much more kal. But Moshe Yoitz Lodel, we're not seeing when there's Machmor and Yoitz Lodel by Vesa She'inei Kavu. We didn't seem to talk about it. What do you see? Shulchanot passes here versus Kavu, you'll let be like a detachment. Even the Nedivin of Sin Sefer were Chaluk on that, but you're talking only Chaluk Mishun in Sofik Deres. So my main is that when it's a Vesa She'inei Kavu, the Lukulayam is only Drabbana, there's more of a Mokum Lahak.
He's bringing
some
Sefer
of
Kedushma on Ashavarot.
Yeah.
And it's if that was Hakamah.
Sifdala is Machmir?
Okay.
Hagam Tachsim Sefer before says it's not a Chazak of Gemur. Okay. We'll have to see what gets Sifdala then. Fine. Also, I had another interesting Nikud I wanted to bring out. Let's see what else there is. Okay. So Shai Kravis Lachar, we said anyway, should be Mukhtar. Fine, it's the dirt we did. There was another kasha, we'll go back, but that's on the whole svar of the negative Yehuda, though, is that if you look at the sugi and if you look at Taisus and Gittin, Taisus, the sugi and Gittin, the negative Yehuda shtelling through the sugi and Gittin. So the sugi, the what's the kits of the sugi there? The sugi is, it's talking there about who's in Ashes Kaini, in Chum, or whatever. For chayshish v'shet, so the Gemara brings what's the lashon of the Gemara in the Maskana? Gemara says Shema meis l'kulei yama we're not chayshish. Shema yamos is a machlekes tanoim. It's machlekes with Meir Nebiyudu. For chayshish Shema yamos. Taisus there says that Shema yamos was man meruba even with Meir's chayshish for his ma'idah. And I can't say I didn't so far in Taisus, but I asked my son about it. He's learning Gittin now, and he showed me a Chedushik some cipher in Gittin, Daf Chachas. Chedushik cipher understood Taisus to say, that when it's Shami Yomus Lizman Merubo, even Reb Meir's Maida, we are Chayshish. But Shami Yomus Lizman Muat, even Reb Yehuda's Maida, we're not Chayshish for. The only Machlokes is what's in between Zman Muat and Zman Merubo. Now, that's going to cause a big problem for the Negev Yehuda Lachari. Because what's, according to the Negev Yehuda, what is the chashash that he's saying that makes Prisha Deraisa? She had a Cheskes Taira, she has a Cheskes Taira that tells me, right, but she's a Cheskes Taira that tells me sometime today she's going to get her vests. Can I get that she's a Cheskes Taira that tells me right now she's Taira? So what does he say? He says, Cheskes Taira tells me now she's Taira. It doesn't tell me, though, that in the future she'll be Taira. Now, so Ramelo, that's why Prisha's Deraisa. Now, what's the Shaila Lamais of Prisha? Someone wants to be Mishamish and Ishtai. So if he makes, let's say he makes a Bedika right now, on Yom HaVesis, he makes a Bedika, it comes out clean. So we know right now his wife's Tahir. Right? That's a Birur, because even like the Man of the Raisa, if he made a Bedika by Yom HaVesis, that's a Birur Kineged HaBazana. Even like the Man of Vestas the Raisa, that's going to be enough to take off the Cheskes of HaBazana. So we have... So what's he doing? Now he's making a bedika b'yom avazis. He wants to be mishamish mamish a minute later. And he's quick. He'll be finished hashish in 5 minutes. Yeah? So are we chayshish the shemet tira in the next 5 minutes? Does the cheskes tire tell me what's going to happen for another 5 minutes?
No,
I'm going to the business. So then he just seems to say no. He says no. A cheskes tire doesn't tell me more than a second. It tells me ad kan she's tired. It doesn't tell me what's going to happen mamish a second later, a minute later. That's the Negev Yehuda lens, but Lachari, the Gemara is bringing his Makar Dvarim, at least Taisus, there's Mufurish Kineged the Negev Yehuda. He seems to say that the Cheskes Chai does tell me that for his man Muat he's going to stay alive. So if the Cheskes Taira tells me, if the Cheskes Chai, and who other than the Cheskes Taira, tells me now he's alive, now she's Tahira, and it'll continue for a at least short period of time, however long that is, but then Lachari, whatever his man mood is, it's at least 5 minutes. So then, why should he be in this? Is there an Prisha, assuming he makes the Bedika right before? And the emes is that that was the Nekuda, I think, of the... Um, again, it was either the Nishayel Rishon or maybe, or the Marsham, I think, Ufa asked that, if she's played it. I don't see right now. Okay. So, Bavar. So, Chaim, what's the... And we mentioned that as Bavar. We mentioned the other day, Bays, I forget what Sinan is now, so once I have my notes. But we mentioned Kilo Bavar is that it's the Chashash and the Yomus is only in Zman Ruben, not in Zman Mur. But Meila, he says that's why you have to say that the Chashash is not just B'mikra, it'll come in the next 5 minutes, but the Chimel of Tashmus is going to be Gerim Ruben to come.
It happens to be worse. Your question is, yeah. Here it's worse because there's a Chazaka she's going to see. There is no Chazaka he's going to
die. That's a different cut. That's the Arich Smithson
Sashi. Your there. Question is, has the Mariah?
The Gemara there in Gittin, that would be a good Kash, except the Gemara there in Gittin, Shtel Tzu, to Bekiyas Anoit. Someone's being mafresh truma here. He said, I have a noid, I have a barrel of wine in the basement, and I want, l'chatchila you're supposed to be mafresh truma only min ha mukaf. But you're allowed to be, the other at least, whatever, you're allowed to be mafresh truma shleim min ha mukaf. So someone says, I want a lug of wine that's in that barrel in the basement to be truma on this barrel of wine, this bottle of wine that's in front of me on the table. And then a month later, he goes in the basement, and the barrel in the basement cracked, and all the wine is spilled out of it. There's no wine in the barrel down in the basement. So does he have to be chayshish that it was already broken at the time that he used it to be misakin the bottle that's in his kitchen? So that's a chashad. There is shema meis, but to do it, you're allowed to do it because it's only shema yoms. If you already find it, it's nela mafir. So the gemara there in Gittin shtels tzuda b'kiyas hanoid. Now, by Shema Yomus, there is a chazaka, everyone eventually dies. Because the night may have tasted, the night could last for hundreds of years.
So that's... Well, still we're worried Shema Yomus.
Where are we worried that Shema Yomus?
Where?
No, we're not there, Shema Yomus.
What's the
Shema Yomus? Shema that'll break. How can the guy be
mafresh?
Well, yeah, it's already broken.
What?
Still break.
So it'll break, it'll be broken, you can't use it for truma.
Yeah, but the shayla is broken now, so
if it's broken, what's your question?
How is the Shema Yomus there?
What's the Shema Yomus?
The Shema Yomus is the Peshasta, what's it called?
No, that's a Shema Mes, that's not a Shema Yomus.
Shema Yomus is the
case, it's Shema that it might break.
It breaks in the future.
It breaks in the future, it's starting to soak.
Oh.
You have
a
truma,
maybe second year, you can take it go.
Okay.
I guess the Gemara tells it to him.
So the question, your question is, how does he know that they have a makor from that Gemara?
Right.
But you could hear why he's more machmor, but he just didn't speak it out.
Yeah, but he's bringing a makor from that Gemara. That Gemara is very different.
Yeah. How is it more different than the Gemara?
The Gemara there is saying Shema Yomus, but only after some period of time has passed. The negative Yud is saying you can't be Meshamish now because maybe in a second later, in the middle of Tashma, she's going to be Paris Nida. The Ayur of Mishnah Nebo tells me that there's an Isser Deraisa that she will be Paris Nida, even within the next minute. At least this is the Sofet Deraisa.
It's because of the verse, by Chaim, you only have the Cheskes Chaim every minute. But during that minute, you won't have it. He says it's basically a Lashon like that every minute, you don't have it during that minute. He says a Lashon like that. Maybe regular, but you don't have it. Yeah, so he's asking if you don't see that in the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
But if you say that he loses the Cheskes Chairo, like Rav Shimon, that's it.
But he's still going to have it tomorrow. That question is really important. It's because it's
Cheskes Chayit. If you have a Cheskes Chayit, it's Cheskes Chayit. If you the fact by Damim and it's Shaykh that she'll be in the Paris, which is like whatever, it's locked up because she will have to
see. It's also a Shtabs. He's saying it's not a Chazok and Gemur because it's also a Shtabs.
By Chayim, he will die one day. That's impossible to change. But by Gomim, in theory, she could not see forever.
Right, but that's the question of my nose. It's just to show, okay, Gemur from there, they have to be true. Okay, whatever. So Lamai says that I think from the Hamshah of Ram, the Chedushik, some Sefer there, the way he explains it, I think is Mavu what the Teretz has to be. Because the Chassam Sefer there goes and he says, so how long is Zman Mu'at and Zman Merub? So he says, well, Zman Mu'at, he brings a Gemara in, Tainis, I think, that says that someone who dies, who's perfectly healthy and dies within the Esles, that's called Mita Pitomi. That's called dying suddenly. So that must be his Zman Mu'at. Because the Tevla is a person who doesn't die within 24 hours. If he's perfectly healthy, he's not going to die within 24 hours. Yes, people have heart attacks and die suddenly, but that's considered not normal. So that we're not Chashish for. Then he brings a different Gemara, though, that's mashmo, that 5 days is Nisus Kol. So if you saw a person who's perfectly healthy, could be an hour later he started feeling shvach, and then got sick, and very sick, and 5 days later he died. So that's already called Zman Merub, but there's no Chazok, he won't die. There's a different Gemara that's mashmo, 7 days is still considered Zman Merub, that if you saw, but it seems that all his shailas here are on what's normal for how long it takes for a person to die. Not that he's saying the cheskas chai, the kilu, the chazaka de meikar. He's not telling me there's a din, chazaka de meikar doesn't expire till 24 hours later, till 5 days later, 7 days later. That's not the nekuda. It's not in the longness of dine chazaka. The chazaka de meikar lasts for 24 hours after you proved it happened. So remember, by cheskas chai, the mitzvah is there is that a person doesn't usually die, let's say, within 24 hours of being perfectly healthy. So there, and to be choishish against the chazkis, how would you be choishish against the tablet, against the normal thing? Masha'enge ve'ri'iyaz domin. There, the tablet is, especially on a yom ha'nesis, that her dam could start any minute.
Every minute.
So remeil, and that's not, it's not a difference in the etzim of one of the chazkis. Chazkis chai is the same as chazkis tayo. Both of them are chazok and demei kar.
The truth is, it's loshen by Eloi Yehuda, even by Chai, he seems to say that she doesn't have the chazok for
a minute later. Could be she doesn't have the chazok for Chai, but he doesn't have a chazok. There's no chashash, there's no shami yomus either. I mean, it's not a chazok for Chai, but it's not a shami, but there's no shami yomus. Whatever it is. But Luchari Pash is saying, in the longness of what a chazok de meikara does, whether it's a chazkis tayar, chazkis shami yomas, in the longness they're doing the same thing, in how long they extend for is not chazok de meikara has an expiration date of whatever it is. It's each chazok, kafi mashu, is normal that it could go, how long it could take for things to change. So it's an established, so that's not a Luchari, not a kash on the menu. That was what my son helped me with every Shabbos.
What did the Chassam Sofer say? He just said it's not subject, it's not a.
The Chassam Sofer says, he starts off, he says, Kos B'Taisis, that Lizman Mu'at, even Reb Meir's Maide, were not Chayshish from Nisa. Lizman Merub, even Reb Meir's Maide, Masni, are Chayshish. There's not Mu'at, even Rabbi Yehuda's Ma'idah that were not Chayshish. Ma Beinehem is, what's the name of the Machlaikis is, Ma Bein Mu'at L'Merubim. And then he goes and says, now what are the Shiurim of Merubim Mu'at? So first he brings one Gemara that's Mashma that less than 24 hours is considered Misa Pit Omi, that's not normal, that it will be against the person's Cheskes Chayki, it will be abnormal. He brings a different Gemara that's mashma that after 5 days is mitzas kol odom, which he understands meaning that if a person is perfectly healthy now, there's nothing unusual that 5 days later they could be dead. And then he brings today there's a different Gemara that's mashma that said that the cheskes chai lasts for 7 days. If we see someone healthy today, that 7 days later we can still assume they're alive. But where does he bring that Gemara? For that Gemara, what is the sugya there? Was by, I have something to do with Makadosh and Isha. I forget what it was. Sorry, that slips my mind.
So, we're still stuck in another view of how it arrived from the Gemara.
No, I'm saying,
he's learning the Gemara that right away you lose it.
That's the Lashon of the Nagib Yudah again. But the Gemara seems to Taka be saying there.
It's rather good enough, some cipher there.
But the Cheskes Chai only lasts as long as it lasts for. The minute Cheskes Chai tells me now he's alive, the Metzias might tell me that someone who's perfectly healthy today isn't going to die with a friend, but that's not what the Chazak is telling me. The Cheskes Chai, the minute I don't see him now, it doesn't tell me what's going to continue. Put it down, I saw he's perfectly healthy now. It doesn't tell me he's going to be perfectly healthy tomorrow. There's a Zayt, a good problem. If someone's perfectly healthy now, the chances of them getting sick and die by tomorrow is unlikely enough that I don't have to be Chayshish for that. But not because the Cheskes Chai doesn't extend a minute past when you saw him. There's other factors that come into play that tell me that the stomach, he did continue living for at least 24 hours after this. But not because the chazaka de meikara, not because of the chazkas chai, because of other factors.
There's a difference between the chazaka and the actual erev tehillah. That's what it comes down to.
It's not the chazkas chai that tells me he's still alive 24 hours later. Fine. So I think that was basically the ikur of Sif Aleph, or whatever, Hakdama de Vestas, or Hakdama after Sif Aleph. Now we'll start Sif Beis. Sif Beis, there's two important. Well, okay, I think by popular demand we'll do Sif Beis together with Sif Yud. Because it's all very similar in Yonim to what we just did. And the whole Siman, to a large degree, we just did the Hakdama to. But these are, I think, the most tied into the Gemaras we did. So Sif Beis is going to talk about Prisha Bashar Kravis. And we'll see there. Again, the sugi bets, I mean, there's no Gemara on it. We saw the Ragged already. There's no Rishonim or Chaylik, but we'll see. And then we'll see it starts from the Bach and the Ime, who start bringing in Chumras. Bach, the Taz, the Shach, another Achrayim. And then there's the Kishmak and the Kuda of the Oynasar Zeruah, which is in the Shach there. I think the Oynasar probably saw already the Ravon, and they saw the Ravyo that doesn't say anything. And they saw the Zeruah, but if they didn't, you should see it now, and if you saw it, you might want to see it again anyway. And the Vedik Rishainim, there is the, again, the Ravon, the Zeruah. Everyone else doesn't mention a word about it. No, there is a Maril. That's maybe Truvus Maril. I have a the money claims downstairs. And fine, and the Shainim, from there to take it through the later Acharyim and see what do they take on Lamaisa. You know, the standard Acharyim, Shulchan Acharyav, Chachmas Adam, Aruch HaShulchan, Udihime, do they take on, like those who are not like those who are, do they take important Nakuda here? Of those who do take on the Ar Zeruah, who takes on the Ar Zeruah by Vesas She'enai Kavua? Because if the whole Svar, again, the whole Iker Svar of Vesas was saying there's a Cheskos Oyuch Bezmanai Kavua. There's no Cheskos Oyuch Bezmanai Kavua on a Vesas She'enai Kavua. We're chayishes since most people of us, well, maybe she's going to be kaveya, but that's not a cheskas erev bezmanai bo. Vaday the kulei am no, but no matter how you're going to learn the negative yud and the slim cipher, no one's going to tell you that there's any chashash of a deraisa even on any
demons. You can hear the exact opposite though. Vezes sheina kavos, the whole vezes is like one, it's like shas that vezes, and the previous vezes is like some. Reduces his view.
The Shach, and the Moshe takes even a step back. There's Nigrus Moshe. I remember there's Nigrus Moshe. I don't remember some of this. Maybe I have my notes, we'll find it. We'll have to see. I think that some side is the one who is the first, maybe the only one who speaks up and says that's Shemit before. So we're Moshe, whatever. I think there was a Chassam Seifer. But everyone else is basically only talking about this Kavur. And the Ikr Svar is when you've got Chashashas of Iznan, I know. What else is there? Because the thing is, once you say that, then maybe the Arba say make you may mavuch the ikra then. You're saying, well, things are irregular, so they're more likely to see earlier, but whatever good, so maybe they're more likely to see sometime during the week. How far do we extend the chashashas? That's something I don't know if we'll be able to resolve in Sif Beis. Then Sif Beis, okay, there's two nekudas in Sif Beis we're not going to go into so much. The whole Ramah of Sif Beis, the first half of the Ramah brings in the Nekuda of Vezes HaToli B'Shinui HaGuf, which the Olam doesn't know what that is yet, probably, because we didn't do Kuf Peites. And Baruch and the Shach and Taz don't really say very much about it. They also wait till Kuf Peites, so that's what we're going to do. So don't spend too much time on the difference between Vezes HaYom and Vezes HaShinui HaGuf, because we didn't learn it yet.
If you go with the Aruch HaShulchan that Rov ladies see on their Vezes, and you chashish for the 30 days, so then he would have a deraisa, even by a vesas
sheni kavua.
Why? Because rov ladies see on their vesas, and we're giving her a 30 day.
But it's not a vesas. The only reason rov ladies see on their vesas is because of aruch bezmanai. But here she doesn't have an aruch. She doesn't have a zmanai. There is no day that we see aruch bezmanai. They has to start from a chazaka. You have to have a chazaka and give a follow.
30 more days later.
Why should we assume that?
Why should we
say that? What? Where do you see on the vessels? There's not a vessels. Where do you see on the vessels?
We're giving her 30 day vessels.
We're giving her, but she has no chazaka. She has no chazaka to see today. She has no rabbi ladies. Rabbi ladies without a versus kavua don't see the next month from the day that they saw the previous month. There's no such rabbi.
Yeah, but
that
his robe is that they see on their
vests. Rebbe ladies have a vest kavua, see on their vests.
She's not,
she's not in the red, though. She's from the mule ladies who don't have a vest kavua. She's not in the red.
So, Tavi, what are we giving her 30 day
vests? Okay. We'll have to see that. There's two different sources brought in the one source brought in the Chilo and Lysir. The Ikr Svara seems brought in the but from Yishayim now, Achrenim's deal with is the chilur. She's got to see some time. So we have to have some day we're going to blame Kilo. You know, maybe today's
what's
the
other,
day.
What's the other pshat?
That's it. What the other pshat might have meant. Yeah, I mean, they certainly mentioned the words. Well,
stamnas,
words.
Like that?
The other reason would be, I guess, going back to Sifal, the Tur and Sifal, who said the red notion Yeshla Nasus Kavu, Vestamnas Kavu, Mishleshim Yerim, Mishleshim Yerim. And okay, I don't think I said Shul and Sifal today. Not really. So I'll just Beregulachas for anyone who didn't hear it. I'm going jumping back to Sifal. Tur and Sifal said that what's the reason for inabateness? Because Rav Noshim Yeshlo Nesis Kavua, the Stam Nesis Kavua Mishloishim Yom Mishloishim Yom. So Memelo Uchayshus for Yom Mishloishim. Now if you take it that way, though, this is Ilu. There's a Rav Noshim. We don't have a Nesis Kavua. But he doesn't even say regular who don't. He says regular should have a vest kavua, and then regular vest is kavua shloishim yom. But this lady's not in the right, so there's no reason to think necessarily. She's but we're chayshish for it. Question is how are we chayshish? This chayshish of a paisik. This is his name. Could say. Rabbani says that bizman is that's changed. The mitzvah changed. There is no right of noshim yeshal vest is kavua bizman is that. So really, there's no more in abeinim this because the whole svar of the tour doesn't apply to bizman is that. The whole tour is geboit on a rive. There's none of this. There's no such rive. So today, rive noshim eimla versus kavur. We have no idea what they're going to see. So who knows? So Meila says no such thing as shloshim. No such thing as any bendis. What's the answer to that? Meisa the svar is nice and it is a gishmak of svar. It's based on a rive. So if I don't have the rive, I don't have the rive. It's not exerting kosef. Well, chayyeh. The answer is he will the opposite. He said in kufzani whatever. Since Chazal saw that Rav Noshim had a vest kavur bizman of and saw mishloishim yoyim mishloishim yoyim, Melmele Chazal were koveya that any lady who doesn't have a vest kavur is chayshish liyem ashloishim. And even though the mitzvah has changed, but the gzeir has been karmai on it. The gzeir may have been based on a Rav, it may have been because there was a Rav bizman of Chazal, but it's not midine Rav. No one's going to say, no one says here that Rav is a deraisa. No one says that the Rebbe is going to say Prisha Bizman and Avedis is the Reisa because Oyo Bizma Chazok is the Reisa and Oyo Bizman and Bor. Roy, it should be better with the Shari Trish. It's a Roy, this is Vada and Roy, it's not even Chazok, it's a Roy, it's Mamash and Roy. But nobody says that because. What? Kulam and the Reisa. And nobody says that because everyone agrees, Oyo Bizma is the Rabbon. The tour is explaining the reason behind the Takon of the Rabbon. And like we know, the takonos drabon, even if the reason changes, but the gzeir has been kaimer. I mean, bein lochum and bein makur. Well, chayyeh asks this. Bizman of the zayin of bein. But right, it's partial. It's a drabon. What was the reason the Chazal made the drabon? Either because v'chilayim leisio, because in their days there was a rov. But today there isn't a rov. What?
Was it not like
pretend? I mean, there we take your cool. There we say since bizman of the were machilus. So anything less than a grizz, they weren't geyser on, and the kul has been karmai amid. Here, the chum has been karmai amid. That's dark gzeres chazal. Anyway, fun. The second half of the Ramon Sif Beis talks about Yimei Mavucha, which is a very geshmakasin. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, I see that the Shachir also just is Ein Kuf Peites. So, since again, svaras behind Yimei Mavucha are all based on sugis of Kuf Peites that we didn't see yet. We'll wait till Kuf Peites to Yimei Mavucha also. So, again, so Sif Beis, we're going to go into the two Nekudas mentioned. One is the Mechaber himself about Shai Kreves, and the other is the, I guess, the Mechaber also mentions, Beseis, it talks about, and the Shach, is in about the Orz Ruah Navi Yosef. Then, we'll also do Sif Yud. Sif Yud talks about Yetzel Darach, which is also Nekud of Prisha, which is really our Nekud of Prisha, the Reis of Prisha, the Rabbanu, which maybe or maybe doesn't tie into the Shara Precious. Fine, and so that's what we'll do, because we saw all those Gemara, but not much all those Gemara. So this is Beis and Yud. Neither of them are terribly big, since we already saw the Gemara's in Mishanim, basically. So, whatever, it should just take us a couple days to finish this Beis and Yud, and then we'll go right to it. There is a chance that Beis Hashem could be tomorrow, we will have a, probably tomorrow, maybe one Tuesday morning, we'll have a guest speaker. I don't know, I still haven't 100% convinced my Shver, but I got him interested in the idea, so he's going to get back to me today. I'm not sure what it would be.
Is this by the Kever or by...
No, here. Yeah, here.
Make sure there's an item.
What?
Oh, that's good.
Well, if it's tomorrow, everyone should be here. If, even if it's Tuesday in the morning, I think everyone should be here. No? No? Okay. Oh, wait, no, Lachem is Monday night.
Yeah,
Lachem is Monday. Oh, okay. No, so, yeah, I think it'll be Monday. I mean, he really thought he was planning either today or Monday. Today it doesn't look like it's going to be because he didn't give me a straight answer yet. So hopefully it'll be done.
Another
year, same as tomorrow. Yeah, because the whole same. So I'll see if you can make it tomorrow morning.
Maybe the next day.
Yeah, it's most likely going to be tomorrow, if it is. Yeah, I don't know what it'll be.
So the Yosef is a Kula? Basically, it brings the Yosef is a Chumra. He needs 12 hours.
The Chayyur, the Av Yosef, we'll see, so we'll have to look inside. The Chayyur, the Av Yosef himself said, Bein Lachumra, Bein Lachula. And the Shas are only taking it on the Chumra.
It's
all
Shari
and
Yosef.
There is Rav Yosef inside?
Yes, Rav Avon.
Rav Avon is Rav Yosef?
The Rav Yosef, is the Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef doesn't say it's safe. But the Rav Yosef is the grandson of the Rav Avon. The Rav Avon does say it. So the Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef was Nachman for his grandfather.
There's a Goa in the Barak. All the people that bring that Goa, that the Yosef, he identifies who he is, the same person, it's not the same person.
Avias and Avias are the same person. Okay. I think the Marimits or something says that.
That's
right, they're bringing the Marimits.
Oh,
right, that's right. But it is. Right? And both of them are in the Ravon, but if you saw this in the Ravon, the Ravon really put them together. The Shach splits them as if it's talking about two different things. It's into, if you weren't even on it before, and you saw the Rishonim, it's clear you go back and look at the Ravon again. The Rav put it together. That it's 24 hours, it's the Aina and the Aina before, and the Aina before is the one that has to be 12 straight hours. It's the Aina itself has to be 12 Shay Shabbos. Which sounds interesting. If you go by Shay Shabbos, go by El Shay Shabbos. She's not as good as El's nine. But the Shakyu brought the Aina before, and the Aina itself is Shay Shabbos. It's not exactly like the Rav.